Hello everyone, ahoy. Tom Holmes here, the People's Champion. I'd just like to let you know that on this episode of the World's Biggest FBL podcast, The Gaffer Tapes, unfortunately, just for a little bit, there is a tiny little bit of interference and some kind of clicky noise and stuff. But it's only just for a little bit and you won't really notice it, but I thought I'd mention it just in case you did notice it. So, you know, just noticing stuff, didn't we? So thanks very much and enjoy this week's podcast. Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And special guest today, Chuck Bailey.
It's testicle time!
He said he was going to do it and he did it. Everyone's turned off. That's the end of the podcast. Thanks, guys. Chuck's here. Chuck, Gafferazzi super fan, owner of the coolest bar in London. Fact. And he just screamed testicle time, so, you know. That's all you need here at the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Can we quickly explain that? What was that about?
I stupidly put out a poll last week saying, giving a few options to all the other Gafferazzi on Twitter. And my options were the usual ahoy, it's testicle time, to say hi guys in the Craig voice or something else.
I think I voted for the hi guys, but yeah, most people voted for you to scream it's testicle time.
Was there not an option for you to say hello?
Just
hindsight is a beautiful thing. Should have put that in there.
But people didn't suggest what it was. You suggested it yourself.
Oh yeah, he suggested. So there was part of you, a quarter of you, about 25% of you wanted to say it's testicle time.
Sounds like it was 90%, because it does sound like it was stacked quite heavily in favour of that. Should I say it's testicle time, or should I say it's statistical segment 4? Testicle time one, that's a fucking surprise.
Well, I did put ahoy in capital letters and posted about 3 more times saying it's fine, you can vote for this one.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, I've got that trademark, so don't worry about that shit.
Yeah, and you don't even say it this week.
That's true. I didn't. That's true. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you are still listening, 1:40 in, we are here to talk to you, as ever, about fantasy football, to go through your FPL weeks, to go through the stats, to go through who played well, who didn't play well, who you should get rid of, who you should keep, go through the results. And later on, we'll go through your tweets, your emails, preview the next game week. And there's going to be a bloody quiz at the end, lads. The quiz returns, and it's going to be Ash versus Chuck. Chuck's going to be playing for Craig, and it's going to be fantastic. I've really put a lot of effort into this week, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, boys, let's do some bloody football talk. Let's go through some results. Game week 11. How? First of all, just a quick one. How did we all do, Ash? In a couple of words.
Bullshit.
Yeah, really bullshit.
Really bullshit.
Bullshit.
And me, yeah, really, really bullshit. So, good. Excellent. It's going to be an upbeat podcast. to be fair, it wasn't as bad as some people, but it was quite a high scoring game week if you had the right players. A lot of big scores and big players scoring a lot of points out there if you had them. Let's go through the bloody results. Bournemouth 1, Sunderland 2. Didn't see that.
Can't believe fucking Sunderland 1. So annoying.
I know. I did a... Craig, obviously, being in the jungle. Oh, we didn't mention that, in case anyone did. They just think, hold on.
No.
That's right. One, has Craig got a slightly deeper voice and has he changed his name? Sorry, we didn't even mention Craig.
People know. Our fans are so loyal. They would have definitely listened to last week and would know
that Craig passed away. And it's his funeral next week. So we're going to do it live from Pimp Shway in London. No, that's not true. Yes, Craig is if you didn't hear, he's in the bloody I'm a Celebrity jungle. Not on screen, behind the camera, behind the bush, watching Karen Vorderman. But Craig isn't here. He said he's going to probably be back next time we're on, potentially. But until then, Chuck is, filling in.
But he's scared that I'm taking this.
I think he's going
to
be worried.
I mean, I felt lied to. I was told I'm here every week now. So. Just bought a house in Windsor. And
uprooted his job. I sold the bar.
Sold the bar. Packed all that stuff in.
Exactly.
We're going to make goblins with ash.
Yeah, why not?
It was going so well till the testicle time thing as well.
It was that first sort of 6 seconds. You nailed it. You were better than Graham.
In about 5 years, when I look back at where my life's gone wrong.
Yeah, you'll notice it was testicle time. That'll be the name of your autobiography. Unfortunately, it was testicle time.
It was never testicle time.
It was never testicle time. So Craig wasn't around, so I wrote Craig's blog for Fantasy Yermar, where I had to pick some tips. And one of my tips was Charlie Daniels at the back for Bournemouth. Awkward. Conceded a cut. I was like, he's bound to get a clean sheet. He's great value. It didn't happen. I mean, 2-1. I didn't see that happening. Sunderland winning away from home. First time they've won all season?
Yeah. It's the first game they've won.
Man. I was really hoping every season, I hope that someone beats Derby's record. What is it, like 10?
You said that last season about someone. I can't remember who it was. Villa. Wasn't
it? I was like, come on, someone's got to do it. I asked
Paddy Power a couple of weeks ago, like, what odds they would give on Sunderland either getting that record or being worse. And they were offering something like 9-1 or something like that. But now they're more than halfway there, so I doubt it. They can be that shit.
Very true. Have you got anyone? I've got what's his tits at the back. Got the assist, Smith, for Bournemouth. Fantastic, got the assist, but conceded 2, got a yellow card, and now he's fucking suspended for like 3 weeks.
I had the same. I had Smith and Daniels. Because you've just fought against Sunderland, they're never going
to
do anything. Maybe the foe will get a goal, but...
I got little Jimmy Brokeleg for Bournemouth as well.
Little Jimmy Brokeleg?
Broken leg all last year.
Breaky McBreak.
Ooh, what's his name? This is why we need Craig. Come back from the jungle, Craig. Little Breaky McBreak, and now Ashley's looking at his phone for his name. So let's gloss over that shit.
Callum Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
I had him as well.
I didn't want him in one of mine. I was going to say, he didn't even make the bench, did he?
No.
Shocking.
Zero.
Absolutely
nine.
Shocking, yeah. It's so fucking hard to call that. You think Wilson at home against Sunderland in the form that he was in last year and he's still been scoring this year, you'd think you'd expect more. But Burnley 3, Palace 2. Chuck, you're a Palace fan.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
Well, it's just pretty good, isn't it, really?
Excellent.
You know,
plus side.
With Man United and then we only lose by one goal.
Yeah.
It was horrible watching that game. We just looked dog shit, really. We just completely collapsed since last season.
I did watch it on Match of the Day. Although Ben Teke scored, managed to actually put a penalty away this time.
Yeah, it still looked really ropey. Like he did the exact same run-up where he does this delayed, slow thing, waits to watch the keeper. Luckily this time he didn't get distracted by some bird in the crowd.
Yeah, bird woman or bird animal?
He's actually a massive bird watcher.
Avian.
Really close friends
with Bill Oddie.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
Imagine that, Ben Teke and Oddie.
Ben Teke and Oddie
taking over Dom's wild things next year.
Didn't they just get? I thought Palace looked quite good. Didn't they just get done on the counter attack about 10 times?
Well, 3.
Every counter attack.
Yeah, it was bad, but. I mean, it was really close. It was just they made the most of every mistake. I mean, right at the end, so it was 2-2 in the 93rd minute. We have a free kick about 30-odd yards out, and they put the ball in. We have a shot, and then they just run back down the other end. And then Townsend hit the post, like, last kick of the game as well.
Yeah, I did see that. Fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a nightmare. Although, being the Judas that I am, I did put a bet on Vokes to score first and Burnley to win.
Really?
So,
wow.
Not too shabby.
What sort of bunch are you looking at for that shit?
I've got 50 quid. So it's not bad for selling your soul and your loyalty.
It's not bad. How many cocktails can you buy for that at Pimp Shui?
Well.
You can't buy. You have to take a loan out. Yeah.
If you've got credit,
Well, you know, rent is very high in London these days. So,
it is. But although, plus side, I've got Ben Teke. Have you still got Ben Teke?
Yeah, stuck with Ben Teke. Dropped in this week, though.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get rid of him, I think.
With the return of the lovely Giroud.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. About. Definitely. Oh, in so many different ways. I'm excited about that. City versus Borough.
Classic
City result. Didn't look great, but Aguero still scores. So if you captained him, like I did, you know, it's still a few points. He's still kind of proving his worth. But City looking shoddy.
Yeah.
Really. Struggling.
Was this that one win in 8 or something?
Their first win in a while. We both didn't.
They won.
Yeah,
they won against Barca, didn't they?
Beat Barca,
yeah.
That
was their first win in 7, wasn't it?
Before then, they won 4-0.
I'm sure this is something like their first. Yeah. Well, I mean, they've had one win in 7 or 8.
Yeah, they haven't been playing great. And watching that game, they just yeah, they just couldn't put it away. Like, and they didn't particularly look that good, and their defence is shaky as hell. But
yeah,
that last goal from Burrow, like, no, there was a pretty good cross from what's his name?
What's his tits?
Old Friendo.
Yeah,
George Friend.
Yeah, everyone had Friend at the start of the season, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
One of Craig's tips, actually.
And then did you see the guy that scored? He runs out. I was watching his interview afterwards, and he literally looks like a sweaty 12-year-old skateboarder.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Like, it's just so, he's brilliant. Like, his voice is breaking in the interview. Yeah. And
like the kind of guy that Avril Lavigne was singing about back in
2004. Oh, yeah, he was definitely a skateboard.
Definitely. Then we move on to West Ham, Stoke. Ashes, West Ham. 1-1, mate.
This was, for people that stayed up and watched Match of the Day.
Yeah. The was it the last game?
Oh, my God. It was literally on
they
about 4 o'clock.
The best one last.
Best last, yeah, they do.
It was literally 4 o'clock the next day.
Was it?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And deservedly so. I wish they'd just cut the programme off.
My my tip for Fantasy Yarramar, go back and read it. Bloody good read. I'll put a lot of humour into it. you have to pick like a defender, midfielder, striker, a captain choice, and then an outsider who's less than 5% picked. And my captain choice was actually Piatt this week. I was like, I'll go out on a limb and I'll look really fucking clever if it comes in. And at one point, I think he was granted the assist, but then it changed.
Yeah, they gave it afterwards as a own goal to Stoke, yeah, didn't they?
Bollocks.
And even Antonio in his interview afterwards was just like, nah, I'm taking that goal.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're
it's
not,
like,
you're not,
mate.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, you're not the one that decides. Otherwise, I could say the same. talking of goals, Chelsea 5, Everton 0.
Close.
Holy shit.
Close game. Really close game. Nail biter.
On a knife.
End to end stuff.
Yeah.
Hazard, again. I mean, he is the talk of the town. I don't care. Yeah. He is the talk of the fucking town.
He is the talk of the town whilst they watch the bandwagon.
Yeah,
go past.
Yeah. Watching, he's driving his own bandwagon.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Hazard. Now, I mean, we got a lot of tweets and questions over the last couple of weeks about Hazard. But, I mean, is he, we are probably going to get to this, but is he pretty much essential now, lads, do you reckon?
I'd say he's getting up there, especially with the way Chelsea played in that game. I mean, it was 5-0, but Everton, even though they only had one shot, I don't think they actually played that badly.
Mm.
It's just Chelsea were that fucking good.
Yeah.
That they just everything they tried just worked. And I mean, you know, it was Hazard, Pedro was amazing, Victor Moses.
Yeah, he was great, yeah.
Costa. They just wiped the floor with him. And they looked like they could literally do that against anyone.
Yeah, and Lukaku didn't get a sniff of it. I've got Lukaku up front, just nothing.
I think quite a lot of people this week will be swapping Sanchez for Hazard.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, do you know
I think
what?
So.
And just the amount of money you'd save as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he's at least $1 million more expensive.
I would say so, yeah, definitely.
I think he's like 11.5 or something.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be more than
although
that.
Although it could be the typical thing, because I've had Sanchez twice now so far this season. And they've got the next three games aren't going to be, unless they really are on form. I don't know if they're going to be that high scoring. Middlesbrough, every game's 1-1.
Yeah.
Tottenham, Man City. And then after that, they've got West Brom and Sunderland. So
who's this, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, when they're playing, you know, yeah, okay, Middlesbrough are pretty solid at the back, but from that point of view, you're not going to go for their defenders, are they? So Tottenham, they could easily put a few past City.
Could they?
If City play, I reckon so. Like, if you watch that, the way they were playing, they could just run rings around someone. And City's defence, you know, it's pretty inconsistent, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but not
many people are putting five past City, are they?
No, but at least, you know, you could get like 1-2, a couple of assists. Like in there for someone like Hazard, you know, the way they're playing is a lot of freedom, especially because Conte just brought in a new system, didn't he?
Yeah.
And since then, they've had 5 clean sheets in a row and scored 16 goals.
Yeah, it's been mad.
So,
yeah, I'm certainly looking at wildcarded in one of my teams. I was like straight in with the Chelsea defenders.
Yeah.
Aspilicueta hasn't been in one of my teams for about 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, Gary Cahill, similar. I mean, Chelsea, we're going to get to a lot of Chelsea talk later, but they very much are the talk of the town. Arsenal Spurs, disappointing for me as an Arsenal fan. I watched it on the sofa. Not happy with that. We should have won. I think we looked fucking amazing for about 40 minutes. Looked really, really good. Kane scores on his, you know, FPL wise. Yeah. Yeah, scores on his return. Penalty, but still,
yeah,
you know. Could be a viable option, although there's so many fucking choices up front. Who's really going to be sticking Kane? I bet
well,
not many people have got
I looked at Kane today, and he's really low picked, but I forgot how much he is. He's over 10 million.
He'd be a lot, yeah.
He's over 10 million.
Started the game at about 11 mil, maybe, or maybe 10.5.
Maybe, yeah, and then he's dropped, obviously, because he's been...
injured, you know, yeah. But comes back and scores. Granted, it's a penalty. He did die, actually. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He did die.
Came back.
But yeah, Arsenal, frustrating. Walcott was actually playing. I know a lot of people bought Walcott in, and then he didn't play last week, so I don't know. I think a lot of people offloaded him. Sanchez blanked. Yeah, not great. Not great. Yeah,
especially, I guess, with Giroud coming back now. Yeah. Sanchez drops further back.
He does.
Does he go left or does he stay in the centre?
I think he'll end up on the left, maybe. Yeah, I think he'll end up on the left. But yeah, the more I think about it, that Sanchez for Hazard and releasing a bit of money might be quite good. Yeah,
I think so. It depends as well.
Quite a good shout.
Because I guess if you've got faith in Tottenham,
Jesus,
you could go. You could dump Aguero and Sanchez. Get Hazard and Kane, and you'd still be like quitting. You'd give you 5 million.
I'd be more tempted with Hazard and Costa. I think Costa.
Oh, yeah, Costa. Yeah, still saves money. Costa, yeah.
So hard to drop Aguero. Like I've been thinking about it for weeks, and I've had my finger over the trigger to get him out, and I just can't because like you said earlier, like City plays shit and he still scores.
Yeah.
And next week they're playing Palace. Yeah. And I'm a Palace fan, and if we play anything like we did last week, then we're going to get absolutely fucked.
Triple captain Aguero. You heard it here first. Hull 2, Southampton 1. Nothing to write home about there.
Austin scores again though.
Yeah, that was Craig's tip a few weeks ago. A lot of people were sort of looking at Austin.
Yeah, he's scored quite a few recently, isn't he?
I've definitely got him in one of my secret teams.
Four games in a row or something, I think.
He's scored four in a row.
I think.
Oh, not including
games.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, Snodgrass. Got in the action again.
Snodders, yeah, yeah. He's been decent for points.
You jokingly tipped him last week.
Did I?
You were going to put me in real fantasy. You went, ha ha ha. If I was, I'm going to, or maybe it was off air. He said, I'm going to go for the hipster's choice and tip Snodgrass.
I did not.
Who scored and got assists.
Oh, no, that was Bojan, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, was it? I can't remember.
I think it was Snodgrass.
Was it Snodders?
You'd have been shitting yourself at the start of the game. Came on because both of their strikers got massive injuries, didn't they?
Yeah.
And he came on like 60 minutes in.
He's got some decent points, Snodgrass, this season.
Yeah, really good for the value, but can you really put a whole player in your team?
Exactly. Then the big scorer of the week. We won't talk about this too much because, I mean, 90% of the questions we got were about Liverpool players. But Liverpool 6, Watford 1. I'm going to ask you boys a question now. Are Liverpool potential title contenders?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah? Two yeses. Yeah. Unbelievable.
No, I said it was at the start of the year.
But then again, the question was fairly open. Are they potential title contenders?
Well, okay.
Well, possible, yeah.
Well, I mean, anyone's a potential title contender. We're like 10 games in. But... do you think they could win the title?
I think so.
Is that essentially just the same question again? are they likely to?
Is there a slight possibility?
Yeah. Are they going to do it?
Will they finish in the top two? Yes or no?
No.
No? Yeah, I reckon.
I
reckon.
I don't think so. Arsenal going to win it this year. City second.
When was the last year you didn't say that?
Ooh, I did think it last year. I never think it. I haven't thought it for years, but I did think it last year. I did think, fucking hell, come on. Leicester, but we didn't fucking do it. But yeah, a lot of points there from Liverpool. I had Lallana, which was decent bonus points. I think he ended on, 12 or something? I didn't get to have a regular week, so yeah, that was very nice.
The classic Liverpool lottery didn't really apply this week because everyone scored.
They kind of did, didn't they? Mane, Coutinho.
It's the same thing. It's not like where Man City wins 6-0.
Wijnaldum.
You're getting 70 points for Aguero.
Yeah.
Every week Liverpool wins 6-0 and you only get 70 points if you've got fucking Lallana.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah, it's inconsistent.
That was strange, actually, yeah.
No, it was the same every week.
Two assists,
I guess it does show that in the long run they might do well because they're not reliant on any one player at all. It's like a total clusterfuck of actual teamwork.
Yeah, they chop and change their positions as well all the time.
Yeah, it's not like if Chelsea lose Hazard or Costa, they're going to drop off.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't seem to matter too much.
No. But we're going to get to this, like I say. But I think the way people are overcoming it is by just piling all of them in their team.
Yeah.
So it's like most likely they are going to, a combination of them is going to play.
And I did think
you've got someone on the bench, but.
Yeah, the Firmino, Coutinho.
Fuck a wild card again. Fuck me. Oh, sometimes I dream about that. If I could wild card again.
Yeah,
there was
tell
like
me
a cheat.
It.
You know how, like, when you used to play GoldenEye, and there was like a cheat. If you knew a cheat for fantasy football that just gave you, like, one more wild card,
But isn't there the cheat that you use already where you have like five teams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not a cheat.
Or you nick someone's GoldenEye game.
Or just steal their GoldenEye game. Or just steal your my login. Your login, yeah. I'll just do that. It's like a cheat, isn't it?
That's why Tom's actually got 1,000 sausages.
I'll bring mine over and just leave it there and then just take yours and you won't realise.
Just swap laptops.
Yeah. There we go. Good idea. That's it. Oh, I'm going to do that. Right, so Swansea 1, United 3, and hold the fucking phone, Ibrahimovic scores.
Yep.
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Twice, and Pogba scores as well. So
Pogba's goal was quality as well.
Shit, I already got two assists.
Mm. Yeah, points for Rooney as well.
Three, which is just in time for everyone to jump, all the papers to jump on his bandwagon before England play, isn't it?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So now Rooney's back, he's one goal, two goals off. Charles
the
record.
Yeah.
God's sake.
Yeah. The fact that Ibrahimovic scored, he went, what, 6-game drought without scoring, scores a couple. Now he's 6-11, which isn't as bad as he was previously 4-10, which sounds a lot worse. So 6-11 is not as bad. It's over half.
Yeah, it's not
you
too
do the
bad,
maths.
But
I'm just reading this from an article in the paper. That's what it says.
Yeah.
So, again, I mean, how many people have got Ibrahimovic now? You still got him?
I think he's still actually really high.
Is he? I find that so mad.
Well, because there'll be a certain percentage of people would have picked him at the start and then quit the game. So anybody who's in it right at the start, the percentage is never going to drop.
So you'll see people like that just rising.
Yeah.
Like the proverbial salmon.
Salmon,
duck.
Yeah.
Like the
salmon. I was waiting for that.
Playing
Tom Holmes bingo this
week. I know,
catchphrase. I'm just ticking him off.
Oh, hang on. What's the one? Barnstorming. There we go. Said that. We get that. I get that tweeted to me every day the pod's released. Like 25 seconds in, Tom's already said barnstorming.
Oh, but now the question is, do you bring Ibrahimovic in because he's suspended?
Well, of course not.
No.
No.
But would you bring him in anyway? Because he's
so good.
The thing is, he's not going to.
And they're playing Arsenal next.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's 29% picked still.
Well, that's drastically falling. Because at one point, it was 60-odd.
Yeah, it was well up.
Fucking hell, it was well up there. 60-odd percent. Especially when Aguero got suspended. He was up at like 64%.
Yeah, because everyone dropped Aguero, didn't they, when he had that 3-game ban,
didn't he? Oh, I did. I had to fucking pick him back up again. It was
such a
stupid idea.
So now, is he good value? So his price has dropped since the start of the season.
So what's he on now?
So now he's on 11.1 million. Right, so his price has dropped. And he's not going to play for another 3 weeks because of the international break. So if you buy him now, maybe by the time the next game starts, his value could have skyrocketed by a whole 0.1 mil.
It's a lot of people got to transfer him in, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
To get 0.1.
I don't think anyone's going to be looking at him,
I don't think so.
So, one more time. He is suspended for the Arsenal game?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay.
He's back on the 27th?
That'll be, because the next game week's 19th. So, after that, they've got West Ham. Oh, your lot. He's back.
That's
hat-trick there, isn't it? Hat-trick. I think against your boys.
Oh, well, you know, in the paper, Payet came out and said he was thinking about going to PSG.
I did,
essentially. And our
in January as well, wasn't it?
Well, our next four games, it's now like, can we improve to get him to stay?
Mm. How depressed are you going to be if he goes?
Well, we've got Tottenham, Man United, Arsenal and Liverpool before he decides.
Oh, that's 12 points right there, isn't it?
I'll tell you now, he's gone and Bilic is gone by the end of that.
And Bilic, the stadium.
Yeah.
All that's going to be
is
left.
Your stadium's just going to stadium. Fuck off. Your stadium's going to pick up and just go fuck you lot off.
Yeah.
And just leave.
Oh. You're playing on concrete.
Oh, yeah,
they're going to be in goals.
Just in a car park. Yeah, just in a car park.
Little five-a-side pitch.
Yeah. Just what's his ginger knob? James Collins or whatever. just walking around on his own.
No, he'd be running the burger van.
Exactly,
The whole, we'll have to set up a pitch up behind fucking like Wagamama's Westfield or whatever. The car park.
Oh, that's it'll be in the middle of the shopping centre.
Yeah.
They'll take down the ice rink.
No, it won't be in the middle of the shopping centre. It'll be literally outside the car park.
Bless him. And the final game was Leicester 1, West Brom 2. Leicester, just so inconsistent.
Yeah.
So good in the Champions League, he could lose to fucking West Brom. I know a lot of people brought in Mahrez and Vardy, didn't you? Ash, did you? Or did I make
someone else? No, I tipped Vardy because I thought they were going to...
You tipped Vardy.
I brought both of them in.
You bought both of them?
Yeah, and Fuchs as well.
Wow.
And I just thought that there was, playing against West Brom, Chadley was injured, so he'd been playing really well for them and they weren't that creative. And it's a Pulis team, so... But maybe they'd got the old European hangover.
Yeah.
European TST kind of shit.
I think, well, they're definitely resting players for it, aren't they? They're definitely prioritising it over everything.
They've got such a rotation now.
Yeah.
And talking of Leicester, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for our newest, most popular feature, known as Where's Wellers? Where's Wellers? Or where's the Wellers? He's dressed as a skeleton. There we go. So that was Where's... As well as
that wasn't even Halloween related. Yeah, he just dressed up to go to the shops.
We just checked him out, and he was dressed as a skeleton. Just took a photo of himself, and then what was it? You noticed, Chuck, that someone said one of the comments on it.
Yeah, there is a mention on Instagram that it just says it's less scary than your normal face.
Yeah,
which I thought was a bit harsh.
Yeah, I'm gonna find that person.
Like 3,000 likes on it.
Oh, he's a popular guy. He wasn't popular before the podcast. I'll tell you that now.
I was gonna say.
Let's do our top 10 before we go. If you want to join the Gaffer Tapes League, a notoriously difficult league, the pin number is 4945-2085. And can you break the top 10 like these motherfuckers? Number 10, in at number 10, a force to behold, Simon Cooper. That's a new name. Don't recognise that?
Yeah.
Don't recognise that shit? No. In at 9, Dynamo Fructores, James Rockall. In at 8, Huzz FC, from that guy. Longest name ever.
Go on, say it.
No, run out of time. 7, Santiago Bernabeu CF, Mark Byrne. He's there. He's been a mainstay, isn't he, the lad? 10, Dynamo Torshov, Andres Toft. Is that new, potentially? Don't remember reading that. Number 5, Taking Letiz, Oliver Hazel. That's Craig's granddad.
Yeah.
Number 4, Peaky Blinders, Gohar Neven. Number 3, he was top last week. He's down to number 3, BTSTU, Mitch Maynard. Number 2, NWR trademark, Nissant Mohanan. I remember reading that out. And Harry Strauss, Good Kante, back at the top.
Yeah, 84 points.
Risen.
That's massive.
He has risen. I don't want to upset anybody.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I know. If you're listening to this and you're of a delicate disposition, you've been having a bad week, you've been having suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Now be a time to just quietly dim the podcast. Who is not in the top 10?
Guy Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen. But I tell you what, he is number 11. And on
nearly 11.
No! He is actually 11th. I had a look and he's 11th.
He tweeted saying his family aren't talking to him anymore. Really? So obviously I went in and said, nah, your time's over, mate. That's
exactly. Get
out.
Yeah.
I phoned his dad last night to see how he was getting on.
Oh.
He's like really disappointed.
Bless Hamo. Oh, bless him. Yeah, he's fallen out of the top 10. Oh, you can still win a date with him.
I was going to say, still win a date as long as you can still win
maybe a date. Maybe this will be the last... If he doesn't get back in, this will probably be the last time we ever mention him.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine that. That's a very sad thought. And then, Lance, we better announce the manager of the month for October. Drum roll, please. Very good. Is BGE Football Club 516.
Classic.
Kevin Derrick. Earn sounds like one of the Scandinavian invasion. He was the best manager of October, which is great, and we will send you a prize. So get in touch, Kevin. I mean, unless you live in Scandinavia, then we won't. But then, even if you don't live in Scandinavia, we may have an issue because we got a tweet this week from James Rockall, who was the manager of the month for September, and he tweeted us and went, "Where is my manager of the month prize?" Now. That was up to Craig. That was the one thing Craig had to do before he went to fucking Australia. We went, make sure you send the prize out, mate. He went, yeah, no worries, got that. And I went, okay, make sure you do it. And he went, yeah, no, nailed it. I'm on that. And then we get one saying, where's my manager of the month prize? So, James Rocker, we will sort you out with something, mate.
What was the prize? What was his prize?
It was the football annual, the really nice football annual.
Oh, so Craig took it to read on the plane.
Probably, probably.
He's gone to get it signed by Wayne Bridge for you.
Oh, that's it, yeah. He's getting it signed by Wayne Bridge, Anna Deck, and Carol Vorderman. Sorry about that. We will. So yeah, Kevin Derrick Earn and James Rocker, we will get something sent to you.
Yeah.
Lads.
Although I can see this Manager of the Month prize feature dying off pretty soon.
Well, we're gonna have to start sending individual bottles of Badger Ale. We've got the big gift sets, we're just gonna have to take them out individually and go, there's one bottle of Badger Ale. Because let's face it, we're not giving away the Ronda Jeremy
Rum. We've got a shit ton of t-shirts actually.
Oh, we've got t-shirts, yeah. Yeah, edit that bit out. So, the winner, it gets a fucking t-shirt.
Yay!
So, our positions, lads. Let's go from the top to the bottom this time. Unfortunately, there is no new daddy on G-Wing, because Ash, 482nd.
Spoiler alert, I've just seen Chuck's position.
Yes.
Oh, cheers.
Wait, Jesus, have you seen Craig? Have you seen Craig?
Look, it's not
but
as bad
I expect
as
that from Craig. Sorry, yeah. Carry on.
So, Ash, 482nd, 9-click wanker. Me, Tommy, Big T-Dog, Big Tommy T-Bags, 574th, 11 clicks. Chuck, 19 clicks, 19 click wanker.
I'm still above Craig, but it gets better because I was telling, because obviously in my serious preparation session to be on the pod and responding to a lot of the questions that are coming in later, I started playing around with my team to see if it was possible to get like three Liverpool players in and Costa and Hazard and a few other. So this is at like 8 a.m. this morning. So I don't know if you use the mobile app, but you can't properly see how everything is. So you go through to the next screen and then you can see everyone. And obviously, instead of pressing cancel, I press confirm and I'm currently on minus 20 already for next week.
So, that 968 is going to be a lot worse next week.
But the brilliant thing is that there is absolutely no pressure. It's exactly. Like literally any decision, fuck it, it doesn't matter.
If you make
like,
it into the top half of the table, if you make it to the top 600 or 700,
if I stay in the top 1,000,
you're laughing. We're talking of someone who's not in the top 1,000. The final person we're going to read out now, Mr. Craig Hazel, 1,020th, 20 click wanker.
That is unprecedented.
And what I did was I thought, oh, he hasn't touched his team, so I clicked on, looked at his transfer history. Yeah, he made a couple of transfers.
You can't even use that excuse. Yeah, he's out in the jungle.
So that's what he's done. He's looked at that and he's gone. He's saved a transfer and made two. So he made three changes. Yeah.
I think I know what's happened there, actually.
Okay.
He's been away in the jungle. He's not got much time.
Mm.
So he's thought, oh, who can help me here? I know what I'll do. I'll read my own blog on Fantasy Mark because I'm sure Tom's helped me out.
He
probably went on there and was like, I'm sure they've asked Ash to do it. Let's go back. Oh, he couldn't do it. Yeah. Oh, Tom's done it. I'm sure he'll have some brilliant tips. Oh, who's this Bournemouth defender? Oh, that's good. Yeah. Good little tip, Tommy. Oh, Empire. I'll bring both of those in. Ah, nice one, Tom. This is going to... Oh, 1,000.
But he would have had a bloody good laugh reading it because it's hilarious. Very well written.
He has actually got Wayne Bridge in his team as well to impress him when he beats him.
So exactly, you and Jermaine Genus. You know, mate. You're in there. Then Dominic Monaghan, little D-mon, who was on last week. Thanks again, Dom, for being fantastic and lovely and my favourite person in the world. 531st, apart from my son. I'm 531st. What do you got for tips, bastard? Leave, bogey. 10 clicks. Do you know what? That's actually an impression of my missus's granddad.
You just lost one listener, didn't you?
Dummy Monaghan's...
Yeah, my wife's... He's my granddad. He's my step-granddad.
Shit.
Yeah, and then in the second biggest feature in British broadcasting, Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 954th. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 425th. Very close between them, lads. Oh, still okay. Tooth and nail.
Me and Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville.
You're pretty close. And Chuck and Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, pretty close. Probably only a point or two.
For ages, but just every week. Since that terrible week, I worked out the other day, in about 6 weeks, I've dropped about 1.5 million places in the world.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Pressure. But I've got a secret sausage that's doing quite well, so it's all right.
That's all that matters.
I have just noticed you two have got the same beard and haircut.
We are actually in the same place.
I'm a little bit worried Chuck's going to murder us and take over the podcast.
Imagine that. Just comes in.
Now you've just made it.
Just wearing my hoodie.
Yeah.
Just going, what's wrong? All right, let's do the podcast.
All right. Oh, I've got a sausage and a big cat.
Bloody love Doris when I am. I'm going to grow my hair. Play with some goblins. Get some goblin bowling.
Yeah, and then just like burn 50s on a barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll go over to the Vancouver jungle and
Vancouver jungle.
I don't know. I don't work here. But yeah, there we go, lads. That is segment one. Thanks for listening. That's all you needed to know. We're going to be back in a moment with section two, with your social media questions and emails. And then after that, we're going to come back with preview of next game week and the quiz. So for now, we will see you, but we'll see you in a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. with me, Ash, Tom.
Ahoy.
And Chuck.
Yeah, still here.
Still not. Don't say testicle time.
No, we cut that out.
Apologies for the sound interference in the first half.
Yeah, little ticky ticks.
Yeah, and possibly continuing through the episode.
We don't know. Yeah,
we think we fixed it, but...
Goblins.
If you can hear it in the background, then we didn't, did we?
I blame goblins.
Yeah. So, in this segment, as it says on the rundown, we will be looking at your questions and emails of the week.
Correct.
So, what do we call this section, Tom?
Well, this section is affectionately known as Tweets for My Tweet.
Don't ask me.
Me and Ash both pointed and he nailed it. Good lad.
There's so much pressure in there.
Well done. Great lad.
So, first tweet from Dave Simmons.
He tweeted, we had a couple of tweets about Alexis Sanchez. First one from Dave Simmons. Is Alexis a must-have? Theo matches his stats and allows the money to improve other positions. Can't decide. What do you think, boys? We touched on it earlier. Is Sanchez now moving? Why? Because Giroud might be a little bit more...
Well, we sort of said it in the first half, actually. I think the opposite. It's time to get rid.
You get rid of...
Sanchez.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Well, he's saying that.
You know? No, he's saying, is he a must-have?
Yeah. Is he a must-have? Should I get rid of it?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get rid.
Yeah.
What, for Theo? And you think...
No, not for Theo, for fuck's sake.
Well, that's what he's asking. No. You haven't asked any of the things he's asked at the moment.
Could Dave please retroactively send in a new question?
Dave, for fuck's sake, pull your life together.
I mean, I do like that he is on first name terms with all the Arsenal team. You
know? Yeah,
he's just so casual
Alexis,
with them.
Theo.
He's just dropping them, picking them up.
Yeah, we're all mates.
But,
What do you reckon then? Is he a must-have now? I think maybe slightly less of a must-have for that price. Yeah. When, like we mentioned earlier, Hazard, you know.
Well, Walcott's about 4 million less than him, isn't he? And if Sanchez is going to push back, you know, He earned extra value because if he's basically playing up front, then from midfield he's getting an extra point for every goal, extra point for every assist. But if he's going to get pushed back, then he's pretty much on level terms with Walcott or even Ozil, because Ozil was going to stay in the exact same position.
So Ozil, I thought this during the game, you just reminded me, I thought this when I watched the game, I was like, fucking hell, maybe I should get on board with Ozil, because that boy's fucking amazing. And when he hits form... It's ridiculous. I genuinely think there's not a better midfielder in the Premier League than when Ozil was on form.
Seriously?
Fucking hell, that goal against Ludogorets, Dom said, I heard it was Messi-esque. And it fucking was, man. He's amazing, that kid.
He put about three players on their arse and just went, him. I'm going to shoot,
I'm going to sit down and have a fucking cup of tea in my fish bowl.
He did.
Do you think, love him. So if they were playing at their maximum peak performance level,
Arsenal.
These players.
Oh, the players.
Players, I'd say. Who do you think is the best at their top level?
Mm-hmm.
De Bruyne.
Mm.
Ozil.
Mm.
Hazard.
Oh. I'm going to say Ozil.
That's a lie.
Okay.
It's got to be KDB, really.
Is it?
No. I think, but
no, we've always said something else.
So it's Hazard.
That is the correct answer. Simple as that. There was a correct answer. I didn't realise. I didn't realise you were doing the quiz.
Yeah.
Didn't realise it's Neil versus three out of four.
When I asked you a question, it was a quiz.
Is it Hazard? Is it Hazard versus Mazard? Is that new?
Hazard versus Mazard. I like it. Surely Hazard versus Wizard.
That's one for
the year after next when you're back on. Write that down. I remember that.
Write that down.
Quiz right. Wizard. So if they perform to their absolute peak performance, Hazard is the best.
Okay.
But
because
what do you mean fucking
just because
what the fuck do you mean because
I don't know
fucking
I,
just that, the
it's such a controversial one. I might put that out once the pod's out. I might stick that on a poll and see what people
say.
I mean, I don't know if we've answered Dave's question, to be fair. We've answered Ash's question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well incorrectly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And plus, to be fair, there's so little between them. Like,
yeah, it's tough, man.
But
yeah,
price-wise, Ozil's the cheapest, isn't he? Then it's Hazard, then it's KDB.
Yeah, KDB's quite expensive.
So I suppose it just depends on what you've got. Mm. I mean, at the minute, Chelsea, the way they're playing, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It's
You know, I saw something today.
Depends on fixtures.
Hazard is, at the minute, he's 11 games in, he's on like 82 points. Mm. Last year, he got 102. So he's only 20 points behind.
Wow.
For like 27 less games. So
yeah,
like,
amazing. But just before we move on, Dave Simmons tweeted us, and after that he replied to his own tweet, copied us in, and said, if you could look up stats and things like that, just to give me a bit of like, he went, actually, look it up, and just rather than... And I went, all right, Dave, that's just what I fucking do, mate.
You're not his real dad.
Yeah, fucking hell, Dave, chill out.
So, David. Fuck off, Sanchez.
Simmons.
And pick anyone else.
Pick anyone else.
Literally anyone.
Yeah. But just don't listen to these two mugs.
Don't pick Welbeck.
Don't pick Welbeck.
Definitely.
It's always the same. Don't pick Welbeck.
Tweet us in and tell us who you support. I want to know for reference.
Another Sanchez question. You go on.
From... Copyright FPL Transfer Tips Trademark. Yeah.
Trademark registered.
Yeah.
FPL Transfer Tips asking the gaffer tapes questions. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Award nominated for a reason. Go on, Ash, read it out, mate.
Will it be wise to drop Sanchez? Yes. Or one of the two Liverpool mids, Coutinho and Firmino, to fund the Hazard move?
Oh, he's moving in on the H.
Oh, this has got two love hearts, this question. Because by the time we read this out, two people have love hearted this. So, fuck off Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Next question.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this not the same
two Liverpool mids? Just ignore that bit.
Well, yeah,
in the first half, we said get Coutinho and Firmino and get rid of Sanchez.
Yeah.
If our advice now is keep Sanchez and get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
Well, then my bases are covered. It's like having a secret sausage.
Well, or doing what Craig does on his
secret sausage answers,
where you tip everybody in every category,
and then that he's never had in his team.
Yeah, and then a few months later, if someone does well that I've mentioned, you say, "Oh yeah, I remember when I."
He's not here to defend himself. It's got to be true.
I remember when I picked Dele Alli. I remember me tipping him on the podcast. Nah, I don't think so.
Chuck, do you want to read this one out, mate, next week?
Yeah, go on in. Philip, you only want to say, you can't say the name, can you?
I'm guessing it's Moller, but it looks like Philip, it should be Moller, but it looks like Moller.
Moller. Phil, we'll just go with Phil.
Phil, big Phil.
Phil, with Amat now on the bench for Swansea, what is the best transfer? Is it worth -4 hit to get him out, or do you keep him as third bench?
Now, that's very interesting, because I have had Amat since the start of the season.
He's really
since
cheap.
Since he was 4 mil, which is... They were the cheapest defenders, worth 4 mil at that point. And he had like one good week. So everyone's transferred, or maybe two good weeks, and everyone's... Now, he doesn't get a sniff of it. So yeah, that's a very good bloody question. So while Ash looks at his phone, what do you think, mate?
Well, I was going to say, if it's a good question, do we answer it? Or we just let that sit there?
Well, what we usually have to do is, while Ash looks on his phone, I have to keep talking. That's why a lot of people think Tom's a fool, because he'll be looking at his phone, getting the stats, and I'll start going, so big cats, guys. Who likes big cats?
Yeah, or EastEnders.
That's definitely what's happening. So?
What do you think?
Get rid.
Your answer to everything can't be get rid. You can't just look at your phone for a bit. And then just go, get rid.
Get rid.
Okay.
I don't have to show my next fucking question. Working out, do I?
No, you do.
So it depends whether...
What is the best transfer?
Oh, he's saying he's got -4 points.
So has
he got?
Out.
But has he got double transfer already?
Well...
So is that a triple? It's a triple threat transfer.
It's definitely not worth taking a points hit for a defender, because what's the most they're likely really going to get is a clean sheet, 6 points, maybe bonus 7. For me, I've been having every transfer I've done for the last few weeks has been defenders.
Yeah.
And I'm still having to do it again. I brought in Smith from Bournemouth.
Yeah.
And he's gone red. And I now my transfer for the week, I've had to do it already. I've got rid of Smith, bought in Vertonghen for Spurs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I'm having it. And it's so fucking boring that every week I just have to sort out my fucking defence because they're so shit. Yeah. And that's literally all I'm doing now. But that's why my secret sausage is so much more exciting.
Wait till you've not used a transfer, so you've got a triple transfer, and then
Maybe take, because there's what defenders would you bring in? Everyone's so inconsistent. Like this game week, there was one clean sheet, and that's Chelsea, and all of their defenders, the cheapest are 6 million.
We've actually got an email about it in a minute about defenders, but specifically there for Moller, because he's a new tweeter.
I did ask him what other defenders he had on the bench.
Did you?
I did.
He's been on Twitter.
And he said these other players were something like Stones, Klein, Ben Mee, and some other mug. So I think the bigger problem is why has he got a Liverpool defender? Not to just, bring him down or anything.
Exactly. Kick him when he's down with Amat on the bench.
I feel that now I'm here, I may as well lord on someone.
The easiest thing to do, what I do, is I will often, I do look at the stats, but I just go, defender, most points and then filter for what, 4 mil?
Yeah.
That's all you're going to get for AMAT.
You got to
filter 4 mil, look, and then look at the top few. You're going to see who scores points.
Yeah.
I'll click on them, see who plays minutes, see who has a decent run. That's all you can do, really. Yeah.
Going from AMAT, who's really cheap, he's only going to make his team more expensive. So he's going to have less AMAT money now, to spend somewhere else.
It's going to be about 3.9 mil or something.
Unless he's out for ages, I don't think it'd be worth it. Because you get someone that doesn't get clean sheet, they get 2 points, you could spend that in midfield.
If you can find the extra 0.3 mil, get in Dawson for Hull.
Hull?
Okay.
Yep.
That's bang. Bold.
Bang. Statters.
Stat.
Stat. You fancy that? That's decent.
Their price is virtually the same.
Yeah.
So, and then Hull have got easy games coming up.
Yeah, I was going to say, what fixtures have they got?
Off the top of my head, I reckon Sunderland, West Brom, Middlesbrough, Palace.
Wow. Bang. Facts dropped. So not bad.
Okay, well, that is a bloody
still
answer
Hull,
for you.
It's still Hull.
Still Hull, yeah.
But yeah, just do it. Yeah, do it.
Just do it. Just exactly. Do it. There's not a lot of points out there.
Or as Ash said, just get rid. Don't even bring anyone in. Just get rid of him. Take the full hit. Don't
take the full hit. Click confirm.
All out attack. Do that.
Why not? We've got a tweet from FPL Hortz. He said, the pimp daddy himself in the studio.
Oh, I like that.
Can't wait. Question, why the rush to transfer so early in the week, do you think? I personally transferred today, or yesterday even though there's no football for about 11 days.
Yeah.
Because of the price. I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if either the people I wanted to bring in change by 0.1, sorry, then I'm fucked. I can't do it. So I've literally had to do it and just hope that no one gets injured.
Yeah.
Because it was, for me, the best possible transfer, you know. So, yeah, it's as simple as that. Horses.
I've transferred a lot earlier this year. Like last year, it was the wait until the game before.
Yeah.
But now where the price changes are happening so quickly, like
you
said.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
You just got to be tight on it.
What really about you, Ash?
It's really fucked me over.
Because you always did very, very late transfers.
I'd spend all week. What I'd do is I'd rearrange my team, take a screenshot of it, the next day do it again, and then on Saturday I'd have 5 different teams.
On screenshots displayed on your huge screen.
Yeah, and then I would decide.
Like Tom Cruise for Minority Report, like whipping shit
around
with
your hands
around that, wiggling. Yeah.
Exactly, and then I'd decide based on which one of those looked best at the end of the week.
Mm.
What transfer I'd make?
Wow.
But now it's stupid because it's like,
why don't you put that much effort in now you actually run a fucking FPL podcast? But now I just go like, I just get drunk and just go, whee, and just like point at my dog and go, which one? And then the dog goes like, woof, and you go, that sounded like hoof, I'll just do that.
I mean, now that he has the resident expert of Becky in the house, you'd think he'd maybe take some tips off Becky.
The missus is smashing it.
Exactly. So, what were we saying about the dogs?
Yeah. Dogs? What's your favourite dog? No, it wasn't that. I answered Horters, our friend Ian Horton. Yeah, I said, I think it's just price, mate. That's why people rush for it. It's got to be, innit?
And the fact that I can't do that last minute. Should I put him in? Should I not? Like,
oh, no.
Get rid of him. Sometimes because then it's like deal or no deal, innit?
If you worry, it's just like pull the trigger and then you're done. You can hold your hands up and go, right, walk away and go, right, I've made me decision.
And then it's been fine.
I wasn't going to stew on it and you're going to fucking worry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can just get over it.
Captain decision is a lot more difficult because you have right up until the last fucking second to lock it in.
Dances around everywhere.
Yeah.
Interestingly, for Swansea, the defender, who did he say?
Amat.
Is this question before?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Phil, you're back in the game.
Yeah.
Phil had some stuff. He's never going to get the actual tip now.
Well, listen to that. We can slag him off now because he's not listening.
Well,
Phil, what kind of a surname's Moller?
He didn't even put the O in his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Well, so
Blur. 3.
Yeah.
So going back to the question previously.
Why? We're going to take forever to get through this shit if you go back one.
It's even better because it's going to be irrelevant by the time the podcast comes out.
Yeah.
Because he's 4.1 million, Emma.
Oh, he's 4.1 now, right?
Swansea's top scoring defender is Kingsley, who's 4.1 as well.
Okay.
But he's going to get a price rise tonight.
Oh.
Is it?
So he would be straight swap if he does it before the book comes out.
Oh, it's like I want to tweet. We could technically tweet
him
back.
Say,
don't
Kingsley
want to.
Or
don't want to. You stop listening.
Or
it's okay. No, you might not have done. That's true.
Tweet him back and say Kingsley or listen to the podcast if you don't do it for other
if
advice.
If you don't do it,
take a risk.
Yeah. Interesting. Next tweet, Ash.
Blue is the colour. Mm. Oh, I am Will Boodoo.
Boodoo. Oodoo. You do. Woodoo. Boodoo.
Have you seen Labyrinth?
Yeah, I love it, man.
Oh. I can't really tell by the song.
Burn.
Oh.
Horse.
happy.
So, Will has got Lallana, Coutinho, Firmino for the past two game weeks, and it's worked out pretty well. Should I keep or sell Lallana?
For me, I have Lallana. He is my only Liverpool player, and yeah. I feel like it's important that I keep him. It's because look at the bonus points he got this week. Two assists, bonus points. Well, even if he's not scoring, they're scoring, and he's assisting them.
Yeah, and now that you're a father, you want to take over that role with him and exactly. nurture him.
Be like, yeah, be like a father to Adam Banana, as I call him.
He's
Adam
weird.
Banana.
It's a weird one with Liverpool, actually, that people aren't really going for the triple players. But if you think if it was any other team, if Arsenal were top of the league, or Chelsea in other seasons, people would have gone triple out on them, or last year with Leicester.
I think a lot more people will now. I really do think they will. Mm. But if I could wildcard now, I'd stick them all fucking in.
You can't ignore the fact, and Coutinho especially, like, if you don't have him now, like, that's why I brought him in, obviously by mistake, but... Brought him in because he's 47% picked.
He's 8.7, but he's gone up. You get rid of Sanchez gone up by like at a mil. 11.4 or whatever he is, and stick that in. That's some fucking money.
They're on easy street fixtures wise as well.
Oh, yeah,
jeez. Yeah, they got some decent fixtures. Yeah.
So, just keep him.
Yeah, man. Definitely keep Lallana. Why would you not?
Although that's triple.
Who else are you going to bring in?
Is Firmino classed as a striker?
No,
or
midfielder in the game.
So that's good, but he's got triple midfielder.
Should we move on to some non-football related ones? We've just missed that one because we've answered that, basically. From here, should you go for that?
Yeah.
Max Perkins tweeted us, fave TV shows of all time.
Fucking hell.
Easy. There is a correct answer.
Which is?
The Sopranos. Next question.
Oh, definitely not.
Oh!
What a terrible choice.
What? Are you joking? I can't tell if you've been serious or not. Are you actually joking?
No.
The Sopranos is the greatest TV show of all time.
And this is brilliant because I can kind of be the middleman and I say I've never seen it.
Well, I hate you for not seeing it. I hate you even more for seeing it and not fucking appreciating
it. Not the best of all time, is it?
The Sopranos. Have you seen it?
Of course I have.
You've watched like one episode and gone, I don't know what's going on. You've gone in at series four.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. It's the best TV show.
I saw there weren't any goblins.
Did you watch it all the way through? Like the end?
The whole time.
No TV series ever have a better ending than Sopranos.
No, it had one of the greatest endings of all time.
Even I pissed off at the end. Didn't you find it?
Disappointing?
Right. Go on then, what are you going to say? Dungeons and fucking Dragons.
It was a film, not a TV. Sorry.
No, there was. It was a cartoon series. Oh, was it? Actually, probably before you were born, because I realised you were born in the 90s, and that makes me hate you as well. Yeah. So.
What else makes you
hate me? Open a beer. Professional podcasting.
Tom's drinking is probably.
Getting annoyed, yeah. Go on quickly then. Go on. Yeah, best TV show of all time.
I don't know, there's a few.
Go on.
I don't know.
Boggins, but fucking.
It's not Sopranos. Sopranos is very good. But I would
Sopranos
say.
Sopranos is the best.
I would say that's the sixth best.
All right. So what are your top five?
I'd say, I don't know what the top five, but I'd say definitely, what's the war one? Like the original HBO one that.
Band of Brothers.
Is much better than Sopranos.
That was
much better.
But that was just Saving Private Ryan.
Ross Geller in Saving Private Ryan. Next. Yeah. Chuck, can you just say Lost? Just because we have to fill certain quotas. Yeah.
Oh, right. Is he coming in this week? Because I was told. Like that, you make a wish.
Yeah.
I actually applied to meet Don Monahan.
I thought you looked ill.
Very gaunt. but yeah, it's not Don Monahan.
Favourite TV show of all time?
Well, I'll say Lost, I guess.
Is it actually?
No.
No.
Not a fan. Love Don Monahan and his character's name.
I saved it.
I've not seen Lost, but somebody, I was talking about favourite TV shows with someone the other day. And they said that the first series of Lost was the best series of anything ever made.
Bloody good. I was well into Lost. I was so into Lost. Yeah. But I literally...
I couldn't watch it anymore because the Sopranos came on.
For the first three series, I watched every episode religiously. But then I split up with my girlfriend at the time. And then we stopped watching it because we weren't together. And
did
I
she
watching,
get the box set?
And she got the box set. Yeah, that was it. She got the box set. I got the 20 sovereign. Because we were young. I was smoking. And the last episode I watched religiously was the episode where, spoiler alert.
No, don't do that, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Little dummy spoiler.
Don Monahan goes on a podcast. Yeah, the show.
Yeah, it's the last thing. Right, Padfall, good old Padfall, tweeted us and said, a quick word from Chuck Bailey on, and now this is where it gets meta.
Oh, good.
Burger sauce, Richmond sausages, wetties, and opinions for cheap 4 to 4.5 mil strikers.
Right.
So there is a bit of...
So we go through this on a list or...
Burger sauce.
Well, I think what he's trying to do is cause some controversy, but, you know, me and Tom, we've got quite a united front on terrible food. So burger sauce, yep, love it.
Love it.
Sauce slut.
Absolutely.
Richmond sausage.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a classic banger?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with a textbook banger.
I was talking to someone the other day, Toad in the Hole. You put a banger in that. You wouldn't put a
You
fancy...
can't have one of your Herbie fucking sausages in a Toad in the Hole, I'll tell you that.
No, none of that quinoa.
Absolutely.
Wet ears. Wet ears. So since you mentioned it about 3 weeks ago, I started noticing that my headphones actually do so, thus proving that me and Tom are related.
Yeah, something
and, options for cheap 4.55 million strikers. But why?
I think he's just added
Yeah, maybe.
Because his handle's FPL, pad full.
Yeah, but I don't get why you'd want to go for a 4.55 million striker. No. The only one I can think of that's around there is maybe old Mo Farah at Corn FC.
Mo Farah.
No, at Swansea, because I think he's about 5 million.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that would play, but why? Unless he just wants it for bench fodder.
Then, get on, get. Do you know
and
what?
Then why does it matter which
so,
one?
Actually,
then why does it matter?
So, yeah, just organised by points.
Stuani at Middlesbrough is 5.1, and he's the only one. He's literally the only.
And
striker.
That's not a bad shout. Who's actually scoring?
Yeah,
and playing
I think he only points. Scored at the beginning of the year.
You ain't finding a 4.5 mil striker.
He's literally got 1 point in every game, and then like 13 twice. There's no point. And when are you ever going to play him? When are you ever going to think?
No.
Like, if you've got him, Aguero, and Benteke, when are you ever going to think, fucking hell, I'm going to drop Aguero this week? Yeah. Just pick a decent striker.
There we go. That sums up your emails. Just before we... your tweets. Before we move on to the emails, I'd just like to say there's a little bit of an issue. An ongoing thing with the wet ear saga. I had really itchy... Because I get really itchy ears because of the wet ears. The other day at work, right, my missus went mental. I scratched it with a key. I've got my work keys on me in my pocket, right, and I had them in my hand, and I just popped my key in my ear, and I do it all the time, pop my key in my ear to scratch it, right, and I must have like really cut it, because it really started hurting. The pain went down in my jaw, in my head, my ears swelled up, it must have got infected. I didn't say anything, but what I kept doing, she was like, "Are you all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, I've just hurt my ear," like that, and I just kept having to put Sudocrem in my ear, like big... Like, on my finger, dip my finger in the Sudocrem, slam it in my ear to try and... I think I've sorted it, but absolutely fucked now.
Moral is, don't stick keys in your ear.
Don't stick keys in your ear. Oh.
If anybody listened to the...
That's what she said when she found out. She was like, "You're a father. Save your son so you stick a key in his ear." Fucking hell.
If anybody listened to the outtake last week when we were at the pub and Tom was explaining something or another... Just before then, he told us about the key thing.
Oh, did I tell you about it last time, did I?
I just couldn't...
It's really drunk.
...believe. You were like, "Oh, yeah, my ear hurts. Oh, yeah, why is that? I put my key in it."
I didn't realise I told you.
Key, what key?
He was like, actually just key. So drunk.
Wait a minute, what? You put your key... Why? I still don't understand it now.
Itchy. Scratch it. Let's read your emails out.
Fucking madness.
Emails. We got an email from bloody Dommy Mons.
Oh, yes.
The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Listened.
Yeah, he's a good fan. He sends us a lot of emails, and usually they're not, you know, fit for broadcasting. But this one seemed all right. Seemed relatively sort of non-offensive. Because he usually calls us terrible stuff in his emails. He said, "What makes it really interesting?" Just starts mid-sentence, like just starts like we were having a conversation. Didn't even have a subject of the email. Just went, "What makes it really interesting now is there are way too many essential players for the game and you can't have all of them. Hazard, Costa, Ibra, Aguero, Pickford, Sanchez, Ozil, KDB. Now we separate the sperm from the semen." Which I love as his new catchphrase. But that's very true. And we had a few tweets, very similar sort of questions to that. There's so many essential players now, and that is so true. And I think I replied to him saying,
get rid.
And never email us again. At this point of the season, everyone's team starts looking the same and start becoming quite generic, but this season it is not the case, because you can't have Sanchez, Ozil and one of the Liverpool boys probably because it's too much money, you know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of essential players.
Milligan.
Cleese, Everett.
Sessions.
KDB.
Every week.
KDB, Sanchez, Ozil.
But yeah, I mean, very, very well, good question.
Although, to be fair, a lot of those wouldn't necessarily would say are completely essential. Like Ash said earlier, Sanchez, is he that much? Or, you know, someone like Hazard, Costa, because of his percentage, is going to hurt you. Ibrahimovic, and unless he starts scoring for the next few weeks again, like at the start of the season, he's not essential, you know. And that's a lot, like he said, it's a lot of money.
Yeah,
to get people like that. And the fact that he hasn't mentioned, you know, any Liverpool players, although he is a United fan.
Yeah, exactly. Although he says he's not biased. So, yeah, interesting. I don't really know. I think, it is, like he says, there's so many players now. Yeah, that you can't really tell.
I think the difference is to, say, last year, no one's really that consistent. They might go for a spell like Hazard. Well, they'll have four games, but then he'll drop off. It's not like last year where it was Mahrez and Vardy, and if you didn't have them, you might as well just not play.
Yeah, very true.
And that's why it doesn't necessarily matter that much, especially this year, like the three Liverpool midfielders. If everyone's going to be so inconsistent, there's no difference between picking, say, someone like Son and Kapoue, who was amazing, and then having Coutinho, and then just one of them does something the same week. You may as well just triple up. It's the same risk, really.
Yeah.
And the way they share about the points and they play, like,
exactly, yeah.
You could be laughing. You could get 13 points each for three players at the same team in midfield.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I'll read out this penultimate email from Jimmy Pyle. Emailed us.
The Pyle driver.
He said, Ladios. He called this email Lads Halloween Holidays. So I like that.
Ladios sounds like a cereal.
Ladios, yeah.
Someone asked us about cereal, Ladios.
Yeah, they did. There was a tweet about cereal, but there's only so many mental tweets you can read
about. Chuck already said us.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted us.
Well, I was, how do you say it on Twitter? Twitter handled in.
You were handled.
I was handled on Twitter.
And he got handled violated. In the studio earlier with me and Ash. We were you want to be on the air, boy? Come here.
Come here, boy.
Right, Ladios, thought I'd send you another email, as when you read out my last one a few weeks ago, I was genuinely starstruck. Bless him. Loving the pile driver. If you didn't remember, I was the turncoat Judas Hobbit who plays his fantasy football with the Guardian. We did remember. I'm definitely joining your fantasy Prem League next year, although it's pretty different from what I can see. I have mates who play Sky Fantasy Football, and that is crazier still. They're, don't be mates with them. They're fucking idiots. At least they don't play the Sun. Dream Team FC.
BT Sport.
Bastards.
Ridiculous one where Howard Webb gets involved.
Probably. Anyway, had a question. My defence has been awful all season. Same here, mate. A couple of clean sheets here and there, but all in all, very frustrating. Please, can you suggest two or three defenders of reasonable price that are worth having in the long run? Thanks as always, and good luck at the FBA's, you slags. JP. Cheers, pile driver. Tottenham defenders, if you can afford them. Maybe now Chelsea.
Yeah, there's no reasonable price.
There's probably still some decent cheap ones from maybe Bournemouth, Borough. Yeah. What's your man? McCauley is decent now and then, but they're letting me down on a regular basis.
With your defence, like at the start of the year, especially like when I first did my team where I wildcarded so early, I got expensive defenders in.
Yeah.
And it just made no sense. So then when I wildcarded, I went to everyone's like under 5 mil.
Yeah.
Because it's just not worth it. So it's almost kind of, you could maybe do the same thing, like maybe with your third striker. You know, you could pick like a 7.5 who is going to get about 12 goals all season. So you just leave him in your team, like a Defoe or maybe even someone like Benteke or someone like that that isn't too expensive. You could do that same kind of thing with your defence. Like maybe George Friend again at Middlesbrough.
Yeah, see Friend, he was a good... Yeah,
because Middlesbrough plays solid. They don't let in a lot of goals.
Gibson. He's like 4.5.
Gibson, I've got Gibson. I've had Gibson for a while. But see, my back line's like Gibson, McCauley, and fucking someone from Bournemouth. So it's like, it's Smith. Although he's got to go. It just doesn't give you a lot of sort of comfort knowing that your back line's from teams like that.
Yeah. I don't think there's any point really stressing too much over defence this year because
there's a lot of goals.
Bournemouth had a lot of clean sheets. I had like two Bournemouth players in, and you think like Leicester are going to keep a clean sheet against
Leicester.
What's their chops? West Brom.
Yeah.
Last week, and then all of a sudden, bang, no clean sheets. Like,
that's it.
If you're only getting 2-3 clean sheets in the whole league in a week, There's no point stressing about
don't
it.
Don't worry
really.
About those few points. And never take a points hit for a defender as well. Right, final email is it's the mental email of the week, lads. We're gonna ask Chuck to read this one out.
Yeah, right.
From James Doncaster.
Good old Donnie Wahlberg. First off, the email subject, as always, is meow.
Classic.
Which I've actually... Oh, I've just realised. That's... If you take the first letters of mental email... Oh, fuck that. Oh, genius!
Mental email of the week is acronym of meow. I used to think, why the fuck does he call every email meow the lunatic? But it's mental email of the week. That's why you're here, Chuck. That's why you're here.
I feel literally like I've redeemed myself
for testicle time. Yeah.
And now I've just fucked it together. Anyway... Yeah. But yes, lads holiday. Brilliant start. Today I'm wearing a waistcoat at work, and I honestly think that it's a good choice for everyday use, not just for a day of matrimony. I would encourage the gafferazzi to be brave and make those moves and don't be afraid. I took a 12-point hit with my 2 frees, so 5 players changed and it was justified. Original 5 got 4 points and new players got 35.
Decent.
Bit smug though.
Yeah, a little bit.
19 points up on the deal and a better team. This week, I've had a bad throat, but I have still managed to work.
I love him.
If I was a fantasy player, I would be yellow. Doubtful for work in the morning. At the press conference, my manager would describe me as being an asset, but with some as having some severe throat pain, which could rule me out of upcoming meetings. Enjoy the enforced Craig break and come back stronger. Always in my thoughts, kiss, kiss.
No questions there. Just a report. It's like a round robin that you get from like a mental uncle with Alzheimer's at the end of the year, isn't it?
I think what he's trying to say was get rid. Points deduction, get rid.
Get rid. Do no, it. He's done well. If you can do that massive points reduction, then that's it. Fair play to you.
So,
but yeah, thanks very much.
That was the end of part two.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully noise... Free.
Let's hope so.
Let's wait and see. We shall be back in part 3 where I'll be winning the quiz. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes podcast show with me, Ash Curdsworth, you,
Tommy Holmes,
you,
Chuck Bailey.
We are all here. In this segment, we are going to preview the fixtures for next game week, which is in 2 weeks'
time. Game week 12, yeah, we've got an international break, lads.
Get rid.
Sack it off.
Yeah.
Get rid.
Then, so obviously next week, we probably won't be on. I will be at the FBAs anyway.
Oh, we will. We'll be picking up an award. I'll be like... showing me awards to Bob Mortimer going, hey, do you want that? James Buckley from the in-between is going, all right, mate. Yeah, you got one of these? No, don't think so.
Maybe when Bob Mortimer wins it, you can sign it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Well, also to come is a quiz, which will inevitably be chaotic. pre-quiz and rundown. We were thinking about, at the end of the season, doing a live spectacular special. It's not going to be as good as Neil versus Real on Ice for anybody that was there. That was fucking amazing.
It was amazing. The fact that Disneyland let you do it there was just
60,000 people.
Incredible.
Yeah. I don't think the majority of the people knew what was going on. Yeah. But that made it more like the quiz. Yeah. More
and you were dressed up as Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Which helped.
But so less interesting than that, but also good. We're thinking about recording a live special from Pimp Shway in London.
Yeah.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah, most definitely.
So if that's something you would be interested in, just generally speaking, you don't have to promise to turn up. Tweet us or email us so we can gauge the...
Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us because we are very aware that we have a lot of listeners and only a small majority of you are on Twitter. So email us, info@thegaffertapes.com if you are interested in...
Or...
Go on.
Sorry, you were probably about to say this.
Probably.
Go on our Facebook page.
I was going to say, we've never plugged the Facebook page. It's like a new thing.
Well, we've had it for ages.
Oh, okay.
We've had it for ages and we've posted shows on there, but we don't use it.
No.
But I think at the FBAs, we might stream live from it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, well, yeah, we might do that, stream live, do little live videos from there so you can watch us winning the award.
But so basically, just go on Facebook and put in the Gaffer Tapes. Yeah. And then fucking that'll be a thing, won't it?
And yeah, let us know if you'd be interested in the live podcast. So we talked about it, and it's something that we'd definitely be interested in doing.
So we're thinking of doing it at Pimp Shui. Is it in the new... So you, at the minute,
yeah,
you've got some sort of crowdfunding thing going
on. Yeah, so we've got a crowdfunding campaign going to... we're going to open up a cafe above and a film events hub, gaming lounge kind of idea, like a lot of cross things coming in. That can,
a live
can,
podcasting.
Yeah, like sort of arena. A live, maybe. I mean, I didn't want to say that I was doing it just for you guys and we'll turn it into an ice rink and podcasting forum. But yeah, we've got that going at the minute. So if you want to check out... if you want to actually see what I look like and not just listen to my... apparently sounding like Craig voice. If you go to igg.me/@, that's A-T, not at the symbol, / double bill cafe. So it's very, very easy. If you follow me on Twitter, Indiegogo me at double bill cafe.
Okay.
And then you can check out our video. Feel free to leave some contributions. You can get yourself like some cocktails, some merchandise. We've got like t-shirts, hoodies. You can get DVDs, Blu-rays, video games. A night out. You can win a date with Guy Hamilton on there.
Wow.
That's how it's coming in.
Amazing.
And yeah, and or just come down to the bar. I met Mental Email of the Week, didn't I?
You met James Doncaster.
James Doncaster came down.
You met a couple
absolute
of
legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he came in. He told me how many clicks he was wanking, which I can't remember what it was at the time. I think it was 6 because he's really good.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a free beer. If you tell me how many clicks you're wanking, I'll give you a free beer. Unless you're a no-click wanker, and then you can get the fuck out.
Yeah. just leave.
Basically.
Just leave.
Guy Hamilton's going to walk in one day with his fans and be like, oh, there's this place. I know the guy. There's this like almost hidden bar in London. It's going to be amazing. Hey, all right, I'm Guy Hamilton. I'm a no-click wanker. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Get out.
Oh. After his family's disowned him, and then they realise, oh, wait, it was all staged.
Yeah.
Yeah, come down.
Excellent. Really. Excellent. I like it.
So, live podcast.
Yeah, so that's going to be
the podcast
we
arena.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know if you'd be interested, and then we'll organise it with the Chuckster and set it all up. I think that's going to be something that we'll be doing before the end of the year.
Before
the end of the season, rather.
Speaking of things that happen before the end of the season, next week's fixtures.
Oh, hello, slick.
Segue.
Yeah.
Man United Arsenal, what do we reckon? Oh, it's the early kickoff on Saturday.
Saturday 19th of November, so remember there is no game week this week.
So is it England and Scotland between then?
I don't know. I couldn't care less.
Poppy Gate.
Oh, I couldn't care less.
No one cares.
Rubbish. United Arsenal to kick it off.
So what do you reckon?
I don't know. It depends what Arsenal turn up and it depends what United turn up.
I think it'll be the Arsenal men's team.
Yeah.
Will it? Okay. To be fair, the Arsenal ladies are fucking brilliant. They've been amazing for the last 20 years.
It just depends how many of the glass Arsenal players just fall apart in the international break.
Exactly. That's the problem, isn't it? I fancy us to do them.
Yeah,
but,
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know. It could be, a decent United that turn up and this could be the catalyst for them to start doing well.
Nah.
I don't know. Palace, Man City, your Palace, Chuck.
Yeah. No, I think we're definitely in with a shot of losing only 4-0 in that game. Yeah, okay. City's attack against our woeful defence. I don't think we stand a chance, to be honest. So if you've got City players in, like captain them, whoever it is. Yeah. Not Stones, though, because he's...
No, he's been rubbish. That's an Aguero captain choice for most people I think.
Everton-Swansea.
Lukaku, potential. Don't worry that he didn't score and they got 5-0 this week.
Former talk of the town.
Former talk of the town. Still my talk of the town, mate. A massively underrated for me. Lukaku, yeah. Vice captains on him, I think, for that one.
Oh, Bradley Bobbles doesn't seem to have sorted stuff out yet at Swansea, so...
No. Bilbo Baggins, not doing the job.
Offense.
And United have beaten them 3-1 at Swansea.
Yeah,
so.
And they look crap in that game. Exactly. Like, literally, they didn't care whatsoever. So, if they do the same again, Everton will rip them apart.
Southampton, Liverpool, return of the Mane?
Return of the Mane. I don't know. Liverpool, you can't go wrong with the Liverpool midfield there.
It's going to be like 2-2 or something. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, I think it will. Charlie Austin's still a decent bet in that game.
Yeah.
Because Liverpool aren't great at the back. They will concede every game.
Yeah, that could be another 5-goal game. Which way it goes.
I don't think Stoke aren't, Southampton aren't that fragile at the back. They've got some good defenders, haven't they?
Yeah.
So I don't know if it'll be like a mega game.
No.
But there'll be few goals in it.
2-2 is a decent show.
Yeah.
Stoke Bournemouth. I, in my little thing where I tipped Charlie Daniels and the other ones last week because they're Sunderland last week and I was like, watch them because next week they got Stoke. But, I mean, doesn't really fill me with too much confidence the fact that they, they conceded 2 to Sunderland. So maybe if you still got the Bournemouth defenders, decent shout against Stoke.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
It's not the worst, but yeah. Talking to Sunderland, they are at home to Hull. Anything going on there? Anything you can get excited about? Boys?
Defoe? Maybe. Yeah, someone, maybe. I think someone mentioned something about Anichebe because he had quite a good game against.
Oh my god, he did.
Where it was last time because he's just a beast.
Yeah, like, yeah. He looked
oh
really good.
Yes, I watched that. Yeah. Big old fella, isn't he?
Really cheap, but would you still put in a Sunderland player? I mean, putting in Defoe is enough of a.
Do you know what he
gamble.
Did? He did look good, but it's one of them where he looks good, but then I'm sure it doesn't transition to FPL points. Do you know what I mean?
He got an assist and a goal because he won the penalty. And then,
you won the penalty. Okay.
He has turned yellow.
He did look amazing.
He's turned yellow. Oh, that was it as well. Yeah, he broke his rib in that game.
He broke his rib. That's how hard he is. He's broken his fucking rib and he's only gone yellow.
It's double hard.
Don't even care. But to be fair, we've got a good 11 days until that game. So don't worry about your yellows at the moment. Watford Leicester. Is it the time for Vardy and Mahrez to finally start doing it?
There can't be a Champions League break between now and then. So
no,
I don't think there is.
Is there a Champions
League? No, because Arsenal's next game is United in 11 days. We haven't got one in between. So
Have Leicester got a Champions League game that week after? We don't know off the top of our heads. So,
no.
If you're thinking about any Leicester players, have a look. See if they've got a Champions League game.
Yeah, maybe. And against Watford, Watford don't look great this year. I always find it a bit weird. I don't know about you guys, but because the Watford manager, I don't think he has an interpreter for like everything. So even I saw him the other day when he's speaking to Troy Deeney. Mm. He's going through. So I always worry with teams like that.
Yeah.
Like,
how much are you connecting with the players?
Well, the thing is, if you're the Watford manager, imagine you turn up, don't speak English, first day English lesson. Would you bother? You know you're going to get fired within the next half hour. You're probably likely to get fired before the end of the lesson.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that's why they're not bothering. He knows he's going to get fired before he learns
probably.
It.
Could be.
Maybe he just watched one episode of The Apprentice, learnt the word you're fired, and he's now just waiting.
Yeah, decent. Spurs West Ham. I think you're going to get dicked.
Yep. It's the start of our crucifixion period.
It's the start
the
death nail in Bilic.
It's the beginning of the death nail. I think there's, you know, Harry Kane, if you did pick him up. If not, got a few days to pick him up, potentially think about
undressing.
Picking West Ham and undressing.
Yeah.
Borough Chelsea. I think that's Chelsea. I think they're just going to keep.
I don't think it'll be a mega high score, will they?
No, I don't think so.
Middlesbrough never concede loads, yeah.
Yeah, 2-1 or 3-1, I think. Chelsea, I think Hazard, like we said.
I think it'll just be a straight 2-0. Done.
And then the Monday night game is West Brom Burnley. Anyone still got any West Brom players?
Anyone taking the day off for that one?
Yeah. I've got McCauley at the back. McCauley
couldn't be bad.
McCauley could be a potential cheeky little clean sheet, maybe.
They've both got some players that are pretty good, actually. West Brom have got the... I've always got a classic few players, haven't they?
They've got Rondon, haven't they? And...
I got Chadley, Phillips, McLean. Oh, loads of classics.
Chadley could come back from injury.
Rondon's still good. 6.5 isn't millions, is it?
And Burnley,
well,
Burnley
it's
looks...
Well, it's 6.5 million.
Yeah, but it's not millions and millions.
No, that's true.
Burnley looked good against Palace, but West Brom aren't going to attack like we did. They're just going to sit back and play long ball, aren't they? So I don't know how effective that's going
to
be.
Yeah, I'm happy to have McCauley at the back. Yeah, decent. So, Gaffer's tips for the week. I'm going Costa. I think it's easy to go Hazard, but I think Costa, don't forget about him up front, the big man. He's smashing it at the moment. I fancy Costa up front. Chuck, what are you going for? Your tip for the week?
Yeah, it seems a little bit of a kind of, almost feels like a cop-out, but Aguero.
Pick someone else. No.
Welbeck. No, don't pick Welbeck.
Never pick Welbeck.
Aguero or maybe somebody like KDB or something like that against Palace, because our defence has just been so shaky. And if they can, even Navas could probably do well against us, and that's saying something.
So your one pick of the week is Aguero, KDB, possibly Navas.
Yeah. Someone
that
from
is
that
a Craig type prediction.
Hang on, you can't pick the whole.
I tell you what,
is that
to sound
not
clever,
this
you should have picked Gundogan.
I had him in my secret team since the very beginning. he went up 0.4 million in 1 week.
It's
and all
a
of
great
a sudden
shout.
He's the talk of the town.
See, Guardiola loves him and he's playing a lot and he's so fucking cheap.
Yeah.
Actually, scratch that, Costa shit. I'm going Gundogan.
Gundogan.
I'm going Gundogan. Yeah, I fancy that. Ash, what are you going for?
I'm just looking up how good West Brom's defence is.
I think they've only had two clean sheets this year.
It's not ideal, but McCauley...
Their defence has been really good.
If you're going McCauley,
he likes
a goal.
It's either Kane, because he's going to wrestle fuck us.
Is he still playing in the West Brom defence?
Wrestle fuck?
No, so it's either Kane from Spurs, playing us, or maybe Defoe for Burnley, because he's back. I still reckon he's one of the best.
It's pronounced Defoe.
I reckon he's one of the best buys of the summer.
Yeah, he's very, very good.
Incredibly good. One of those two. Depends what your price budget is. There you go.
Exactly.
So
it's a high and a low. Unlike you, who just went for all the megastars.
Yeah.
There we go.
High or low. Both things. Lovely. There we go. Hope that answers all your questions. Because we probably won't be here next week. So, that's that shit covered. You're happy for a couple of weeks. Now, here's the main part.
Neil.
Most people versus stops talking about it. So, in the can, because we've had a bit of time, I'm always working. I've got a couple of quizzes under my belt for the future. One of them being whose back line is it anyway? So, I mean, till that shit comes along. But I was going to go for the names first. That's the thing. I was going to go for Strike It Chucky.
Michael Barrymore,
Strike It Chucky. But I thought that was... I'll keep it more simple.
Less Barrymore, the better, really.
Exactly, yeah. Less Barrymore. Although, innocent now. So, that was in the papers.
Still wouldn't get in his paw.
Definitely not. Right. He's ruined it at the end as well. Ruined it at the start. Ruined it at the end with some libel. And this is another way of plugging your wonderful bar. So what I decided to do, very simple, the Pimpshway pub quiz. Punch the microphone. It's all gone wrong. That's never happened in Craigsy.
Funny, because you never named a quiz after me.
Yeah, they're very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do that next week. Whose Ash line is it anyway? It's the back line. That was good.
Ash in the attic.
Ash in the attic. Oh! Corned beef Ash.
Well, that isn't a thing.
No.
It is a thing.
It might not be a quiz.
But see, Chuck named a quiz after me already. So there we go.
Do
you?
Yeah.
Ash in the attic.
Oh, Ash in the attic. Oh, right, yeah.
We can just get Ash to evaluate lots of antiques.
Yeah, exactly.
We can just name players and I can tell you whether to get rid or not.
Get rid.
Yeah. Well, just get rid. Just get rid of all of them.
But then we compare the answers to someone else and mine are always right. Perfect.
So this is why people stop listening, because by the end, just before the quiz, it all falls into chaos. So listeners, if you're still there, the gaffer ratsy, get a pen and paper ready, because we have 10 questions, classic pub quiz, question and answer. Every other question is Fantasy Premier League related, because we actually got some people say to us before that it's very important that we actually involve some football in the quiz.
Podcasts.
But which means that every other question that's not that is an incredibly meta Gaffer-tapes question.
For fuck's sake.
Well, no, I knew you were going
to
say this, right?
Luckily, in the last international break, I did listen to every single episode.
I knew Ash would go, fuck's sake, well, because Chuck's like the mega fan, but Ash, you've been involved in every single episode. This is episode 70, right? And you have been involved in every single one. I knew you'd go there. Well, he's got an unfair advantage. He's listened to him. I'm like, you've been part of it. You were here.
Right. Is this Ash saying that he doesn't listen to the podcast and he's not actually
a fan? He doesn't
listen
back, I don't think, no. Because I always have to tell him, he goes, does it sound right? I go, yeah, it sounds fine. Have you not listening? Nah, I can't bring myself to it. Not my thing. Not my cup of tea, mate. I'm listening to the Boggins podcast. Right. The Pimpshway pub quiz. Pen and paper ready at home. Question number one. This is football related, guys. This is football related. Who has the most assists this year in the Premier League?
Oh, my Christ.
Who has the most assists this year in the Premier League? Okay. Not too long. So do we have answers?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Chuck first. What you got?
KDB.
KDB. Ash?
Ozil.
The answer is KDB.
Oh, yes.
1-0 to Chuck. Chuck playing for Craig this week.
Nice.
Doing this for you. I did think I could sabotage Craig.
Oh, you could.
Because I like...
Oh, yeah.
I like Ash more.
At least he's honest.
Yeah.
Because I like Ash. And it is 5-3 to Craig currently. So this could really pull
out.
So yes, who has more assists this year in the Premier League? De Bruyne, 8 assists.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay, question number two. Which animal did Tom run over on his way back from the Football Blogging Awards last year?
What?
Do you think he's going to swing away? That's it, right? If you paid a bit more attention, right?
Is it bad that I can even tell you the name of the episodes?
Oh, wow. Yes, yeah, right. I like it. Okay.
What? Oh, wait.
So,
hold on.
Just to paint the picture, last year we were nominated for the FBAs again. Get over it. I was driving back. I'd only passed my test about 2 months before, and I ran over on my way back from Manchester. I ran over an animal, and I was absolutely crushed by it.
So was the animal.
Yeah, and in Don Monahan's first ever message he ever sent us, he mentioned this.
Was I around for any of this?
Yeah, you are involved in every podcast.
You do kind of record.
Ash is the only person who has been involved in every podcast, because there's ones that I've missed and Craig's missed. Ash has never missed the podcast, so you are actually more qualified than anyone. Right, Ash, your answer first. Go on.
A pheasant.
Pheasant.
It was.
Oh, pheasant. Yeah,
it was. He said he didn't know. And the episode of the
pod is Pheasant Evil.
Pheasant Evil, correct. And Don messaged us and went, "All right, you pheasant killers." That was the first thing he ever said. Right, question three, boring, football related. FPL one for the FPL nerds. Which keeper this season has the most clean sheets?
Jeez.
Which keeper this season has the most clean sheets? Just while these guys are working that out, there's nothing I like an evening than enjoying a lovely glass of Rhonda Jeremy rum mixed with Diet Coke sours. Okay. what do we think, boys? You got an answer?
Yep.
Ash, have you got an answer? Because you're just looking in the air. Looking in the air.
Can I say the team we played for? I forgot his name.
Oh,
it's got to be enough.
No, you're right. This is where I'm going to get crazy, and it's not going to be much.
That is a bit silly.
Wait, no,
the answer is the question.
Well, it's going to be the wrong person anyway. But I don't think. But I'm going to have to put my foot down here. You don't get to make up the rules, chap.
I think that's fair.
Well, I do, and I'm saying I've asked for the name of the keeper, and you're not giving it to me. Yeah. So I go, I can't tell you, but I can tell you what colour he plays in. I can tell you like where he lives, sort of.
Can I tell you what league he plays in?
I'll give you half a point.
It's not right anyway. It's irrelevant.
Go on.
I've written it down.
I'm going to show Tom. Right, I've definitely written it down.
I've written it down.
So you can say it. No, you say first, because you're not. What is it saying?
Don't you say first me.
Come on.
You give it. And then whilst I could sum up, think of his name.
So silly.
Oh, brilliant.
Let's do it.
Courtois.
Go on.
Oh, no, I went for... Who the fuck is the Tottenham goalkeeper?
Well, it's not right. No, it was Courtois, yeah.
Lloris.
Right, it's 3-1 to Chuck. Yeah. Right, what's called that?
Jesus Christ, this is going to be 10-1.
I've been ticking.
Good. Good boy. Right, okay. Here we go. Back to the meta question. Which footballer was the centre of the original scandal that led to the infamous pin number on your dick catchphrase? Now, Ash, I know you were here, and we have mentioned that shit 100 times. Pin number on his dick. Which footballer was the centre of the original scandal that led to the infamous pin number on your dick catchphrase?
I've just realised something.
Yeah.
I'm a mega disadvantage.
Why?
One, Chuck listens to the podcast.
Okay, yeah.
Two, Chuck doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Well, not at the minute, but...
Yeah, exactly. He does not drink in now.
When this was coming up, I was probably pissed.
Yeah.
About 2 a.m, on a bus, laughing my tits off.
But you weren't pissed whilst you were answering the question. You weren't pissed now.
Yeah, but that, you knew that going in.
Don't give away the secrets of the podcast that we drink. Since Craig hasn't been here, me and Ash have been drunk the last 2 podcasts. It's terrible. It's like our parents left and we've got a free hand. Right, come on, answer the bloody question. Do right, either of you have an answer? Ashley Cole.
I went Colton Cole. Don't know why.
Very strange. Both incorrect. Curtis Davis.
Ah.
If you remember, someone tricked that girl, that weird girl who's like boo-wop on the NHS girl that's always in the fucking stupid red top papers. Someone tricked her to thinking that he was Curtis Davis for 18 months. And she tweeted, and I actually found, while trying to find this, I found the original tweet she sent, and she said, "I was originally concerned that this guy may be fake, so I asked him to write a pin number on his cock and send me a pic with his face in." So I sent him a picture of him.
How flexible have you got to be?
Speak for yourself.
I'm
up to that shit 10 times a day. Football question. Which player's price has risen the most in FPL so far this season? Which player's price has risen the most in FPL this season? Still 3-1 to Chuck. Chuck my dick. That was one of the quizzes I was going to go for.
Quite glad we didn't go for it.
Didn't go. Which player's price has risen the most in FPL this season so far? What were we saying, boys? Got an answer?
Hold on.
This is where we need like music.
But you just don't need to if you just don't say anything.
Oh, yeah, it cuts out the silence, doesn't it?
Probably. Okay, just go. I don't know the answer.
Okay. Right. Well, have you written something down?
Yeah, I had two.
We've got to go Ash then, because he hasn't written
it down. No, because he said he's got two.
No, because you haven't written it down.
I've crossed one out.
Have you written it down?
Of course I have.
Right, okay. Okay, go on then.
I went Costa.
Ash.
Son?
It's Costa.
Oh, shit.
He's gone from 9.5 to 10.5. He's gone 1 mil.
Shit.
He's the only one that's risen a mil. Incredible. Wow.
Glad I crossed out Coutinho.
Chuck is smashing it. 4-1. 2, 3, 4. 5 questions left.
Oh, my God.
You've got to start getting
over.
Okay, now I'm going to be very stringent on this. So you need to write it down. Ash needs to say it. Okay, what is the what is the correct pronunciation of Leicester striker Okazaki? This is the meta question.
You were lucky not to mess it up that time.
Yeah, I know. I had to practice it. What is the correct pronunciation of Leicester striker Okazaki? Okay. I'm going to be very, very stringent on this.
Okay, I got it.
Right, Ash, you go first.
You got it written down?
I've got it written down.
Okachani or Summit?
Ah, you both got it. Good lads. Well done. I was thinking one of you might have just said Okachani. I was going to go, that's half a point. Is it Okachani or Summit? Meta. Very meta. Number 7. Which player's price has fallen the most in FPL? So we did who's risen the most. Who's fallen the most in FPL so far? And I'm going to give you a little clue because this is a bit of a tough one. He's an Arsenal player. Which player's price has fallen the most in FPL so far this season? He's an Arsenal player. Okay. Let's have a little thing. You got something on?
Yeah.
Ash, Chuck?
No.
Arsenal player. His price has fallen the most in PM. Insightful, isn't it? Insightful quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've learnt.
You've learnt.
Yeah.
What fucking nutcase Chuck is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go on in.
Right. Chuck, you
go
first.
I went Giroud.
Giroud.
Welbeck.
Incorrect on both counts.
So, okay.
Lucas Perez.
Oh, who's
gone? Perez. Perez, yeah, 0.7 mil. He's gone down from 8.5 to 7.8.
Who's 8.5 to start with?
Our striker, Perez.
Yeah. He hasn't played, has he? Obviously.
He played like a few minutes, yeah. That's it. He's our big signing.
It's got to be those bandwagon people. They get the one Arsenal signing and then.
Okay, excellent. So what's the score? Still
5-1
to me.
5-1.
5-1 to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's changed over, is it? Oh, it's the reverse quiz.
I've just realised that Chuck's won when he got
the 10 questions.
5 questions ago.
Yeah. No. It was only on the Okachani one. Oh no, sorry.
Oh no, because you got that. Yeah, it's 5-2.
Oh, sorry. So Chuck has to get these three wrong. And Ash has to get them right. Okay.
And then it's a draw.
No pressure.
Have you got a tiebreaker?
And then it's a draw. I've got a tiebreaker.
Question 7. What bar does...
Question 8. No, we're on question 8, mate. What offensive name did Tom repeatedly use to refer to Southampton defender Jose Font?
How does he know?
What offensive name? Because he listens, because he's a fan.
I literally have nothing else.
What offensive name did Tom repeatedly use to refer to Southampton defender Jose Font? And you know what, right? Everyone at home is listening to this and they all know these answers. Because these are the easiest metal questions. I even messaged Craig in Australia and I was like, what do you think about these? And he was like, yeah, they're quite easy. He even gave me the Curtis Davis.
I have now appropriated that as well every time I watch him play.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, what's the question?
Bloody hell. What offensive name did Tom repeatedly use to refer to Southampton defender Font? Do you not remember? You're here.
What's that?
It happens all the time. You're always here.
And this podcast?
Yeah.
That we do on...
Oh, no, this is on the Albert Squares. This one. Right, come on. I want an answer. Chuck's winning the quiz with this one because he knows it.
It's game over. I literally have no idea.
Chuck?
It's old Font Gonk, innit? Old Gonk Face.
Font the Gonk. Absolutely. It was the Gonk.
Gonky.
Gonkowski.
Gonk. There we go. He's won. So, Craig, that's another point for Craig. 6-3 in the series.
You're welcome.
Go on, then. Do the other two answers. See
but we'll do the other two. Okay. Which goalkeeper has saved the most penalties this year? Got an answer. Ash?
Sticking with Lloris.
Lloris. What are you saying?
It's the wolf, innit? It's Steckenberg. Or the
it
cheese.
Is, yeah. It is, he knows it is, everything! Yeah. This guy knows fucking everything!
It's because he fucked up my game week. That was the start of my decline.
I think Steckenberg was actually the cheese rather than the wolf, I would have thought, because it sounds more like a cheese.
Yeah.
I think so.
If you know a little bit about the podcast, you know that, mate.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's the next question, actually. No, it's not.
Do you know anything about the podcast?
The final one. Come on, Ash, you've got to know this. You've got to know this. He's going to know it straight away. Ash, come on. The meta question. Number 10. In Tom's classic end of season Lee Sharp anecdote, What is the profession of the guy who takes the halftime penalty at Elland Road? Come on! People are screaming this into their
How do you people know this shit?
Because we listen! Because we're part of it! We're part of the Gafferazzi! We're part of the FPL community! Come on!
Oh my god.
Just guess. Just guess. Come on. Where are you? Where is your mind when these things happen?
He's done the story like four times. I've done
it so many times. Every end of season, I tell the Lee Sharp anecdote. Come on.
Maybe what just tell the anecdote again.
What's his profession?
Yeah. So you know the answer to this?
Of course he does.
I know the anecdote. You go there.
Yeah.
There's not much I can remember the anecdote.
Okay.
Right.
How well he tells it.
So.
This is literally a 90-minute podcast by this point.
Where people have committed to 89 minutes in so far.
Yeah, exactly. They want to know the end. Go on.
So, Tom, I think if I can get this correct.
Well, you're going to ruin it for people that haven't heard it and are waiting for the end of the season.
Well, not really.
You're paraphrasing.
Because I think this is going to be quite different from the original.
Yeah, okay.
So, anybody who's not heard it before, Tom is a child going to Windsor School. And he wins a trip.
No!
To church.
Wrong straight
this
away.
Is no okay. way. He wins a trip to Old Trafford.
No! Not even close. I just said Elland Road in the question.
They turn up at the Theatre of Dreams.
They drove to the wrong place.
And it's just Tom. And at half time, it's Tom.
Corey.
Tom, Lee Char,
yeah.
And the baker.
Is that your answer?
They all have to take a penalty.
They all have to take a penalty. Okay. Oh, it's going to make the actual end of season anecdote so tantalising for people. Oh, there's no baker involved. Go on.
The baker misses his.
So you're telling the worst joke in the world.
Tom, this is your anecdote. Tom.
He's fucking not!
Tom misses his. Then, Lee Sharp steps to take it, but he has to take it from halfway line.
Right.
He bangs it in from the top corner. So Lee Sharp, such an incredible anecdote. Lee Sharp gets it in the top corner. As it goes in, Tom turns to him. But anyway, he's only 11. And he says, now that was gold for the box.
Oh my god.
How nice is that?
Oh. He's nailed it. That's exactly what happened. Oh my god. Right. I mean, holy shit. Right.
That is genuinely what
jaw.
Is there any point like saying?
Do you want to just give him the right answer?
It was the coach driver.
The coach driver. It was the coach driver.
Well, that's Tom had pizza.
Great. Yeah. Coach
similar.
Driver.
Similar.
Tom had pizza as well.
I had pizza. Very true. Yeah. Very true.
And who cooked the pizza? The baker. Case closed.
Oh, I think that's an absolute perfect time to leave you there. Case closed. I've never seen Ash laugh so much. He's literally crying. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Amazing. My jaw's killing me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. If you're still listening, holy shit, if you're still listening, text us just the word, tweet us the word baker. Just tweet us the word baker. I want 500 tweets of just people tweeting us baker, 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 baker.
People are going to think they're voting for these on other celebrities, aren't they? So there you go.
There we go.
Genuinely, if you are still listening,
oh,
I think you should tweet
you.
Sue Baker with the word avocado.
And a picture of Craig.
That's incredibly meta. Who the fuck is Sue Baker?
She means Sue Perkins.
Sue Barker, the baker.
Oh God, what's happened to us?
Where?
Right, so
who are we tweeting to? Just individually?
Okay. No, somebody.
This is too weird. Tweet Sue Perkins a picture of Sue Baker and the word Barker. And just, why not?
No, even better. Just tweet.
Yeah.
If you're really boring, tweet us the word Baker.
Yes.
Or, if you want to be meta, tweet somebody called Sue Baker, because there must be a Sue Baker on Twitter.
Find if there's an at Sue Baker, let's
tweet her,
all tweet her
avocado.
The word avocado. Right, that's what it is.
And then see if she, don't tag us in it.
If there's a
just
Sue
tweet
Baker,
her and see if she tweets us back.
Yeah,
see if
she'll be like, who the fuck? What's this?
She'll be like, God, they had a really funny anecdote about scoring a free kick from halfway line.
So, you know, thanks for listening if you still are. And Craig, as you can see, you're not really needed, mate, with shit like that. So, Thank you very much for listening. Tweet us during the international break. Send us an email. Let us know if you'd be up for the live podcast at Pimpshway. Thanks very much to Chuck for coming
Thank
down.
You very
You've
much.
Been fantastic, mate. You've fit right into the bloody lads gang. We're all going to get tattooed after this.
Yeah, we'll
with pictures of
up.
Cheryl Baker's tits.
And pins on our dicks.
Pins on our dicks. So thank you very much. Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
And thank you very much. And goodbye. Message thing that we got. He went, I assume you're going to get Wayne Bridge on as a guest.
What, Craig's going to Skype him in from Australia?
Imagine that. I'd love that. Or just to get an ident. I wanted him to get an ident of Ant and Deck going, this is Ant. No, Deck! And you're listening to the Guffinty Up Strategy of when Cash Bash Dead. Or whatever.
I like that you went from Johnny to
Dominic
offensive
Monaghan.
Dominic Monaghan.
Yeah.
Up tree.
That's what I wanted. He might still do it. Or Vorderman, Carol Vorderman, she's on there.
Carol Vorderman, she could present some sort of numbers-based section of the podcast. Very stat-heavy.
Stat-heavy. Stat-heavy Vorderman. Top-heavy Vorderman. She's got nice tits for an old bird.